Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Democast, recording and editing with Goldwave. Hi, everyone. This is Erin. Welcome to this Democast. I would like to show you how to do some simple recording and editing with Goldwave. Goldwave is a sound editor that I use. I love it. It's very good for simple things. It is not free, but it is low cost and very effective in most things. You can get it from goldwave.com. The developers of Goldwave have made an effort, which is very good and continues to be good, to make Goldwave accessible with screen readers. If you buy Goldwave and install it, there is a demo version. And you can still access the help with the demo version, but the demo version runs out, of course. So if you have it and you open the manual, there is a section entirely dedicated to accessibility. There are people who have developed scripts for various screen readers that you can use with Goldwave. I have found that they are not necessary, however, as long as I know the keyboard shortcuts. And the manual gives a good overview of all the shortcuts, and I find myself returning to it a lot, even though I've used Goldwave a lot, especially doing this podcast. So I want to go through the entire process of creating a file, doing some simple recording and editing, and even, in a couple of cases, removing some silences, because that's very important. In a podcast, you want it to make it sound crisp and clear, and sometimes there are long periods of silence, especially during these demo casts when I'm trying to figure out what to say next, that need to be removed, and I can show you a quick and easy way to do that, as well as a quick and easy way to edit out unwanted material, like unwanted speaking material if you make mistakes. So how do I create a file? A lot of the shortcuts that Goldwave uses are very similar to shortcuts you would use in a text editor. Creating a file is no exception. If I simply hit Control-N,
new sound, quality and duration, number of channels, combo box, two stereo.
There are options for creating a new sound or file, whichever you would like to call it. And I'm not going to really explain these in detail. Suffice it to say, it's pretty certain you'll want stereo for most things.
Sampling rate, edit 44100.
You can edit that sampling rate. Basically, the higher the rate, the better the quality, somewhat. And so that's the most common one. I just leave it there.
Initial file length, HHMMSS.tedit, 1 o'clock.
The initial file length is 1 second, or 1 minute. I can't decide what, but I leave it where it is. If you want the recording selection to be bounded already, you know, automatically, you want it to only be a certain length, you can change that setting.
Presets, edit combo.
If you've got any preset settings, like maybe you've set a sample rate or a file length rate, and it's like, you've named it a preset, you can select that. I have none, so the combo box is empty.
Presets edit. Presets remove preset.
You can make one, you can remove one.
OK button.
And OK.
Goldwave.
Now, there is a file open. It did not automatically say Untitled 1, which if I want to save the document, that's what it's going to call it. But if I hit insert page down, which is the JAWS way to read the status line at the bottom of the screen, this is the information I get.
Original 1 o'clock .000 wave PCM signed 16-bit 44100HZ 1411 kbps stereo view.
So it's telling me that I have opened a wave file, which is the type of sound that we're recording to, wave, and the properties of the file and how long it is, which essentially it doesn't have any length. This is pretty much useful, very useful information to know about the type of file you've got. It can cause a few problems, however, when you're trying to look at the length of the file. That is falsely reported, and there are ways around that, which I'll show you in a little while. There are a couple of very important options that you need to check in order for all the keyboard shortcuts to work correctly. One very important one, and one you need to check in order to make the recording work correctly. I am going to demonstrate how to do both of those. To do the one to make the recording work correctly, I'm going to go into the Control Properties menu with F11. I'm not going to go through all these properties, but I want to show you one in particular.
Control Properties, Record tab.
It is already on the Record tab. This is because that's where I was last time. This is a big dialog box, and it has multiple tabs. in order to get to the options of each tab, you want to hit the tab key.
Recording options monitor input checkbox not checked. Recording options control key safety checkbox checked.
And I'm going to keep hitting it until I get to the one I want.
Recording options set finish marker at stop checkbox checked. Recording options show settings window checkbox not checked. Recording options filter DC offset checkbox not checked. Recording options auto save checkbox not checked. Delayed recording timer checkbox not checked. Delayed recording level activated checkbox not checked. Record mode unbounded radio button checked.
That is the one I want. I want the recording mode selected as unbounded. That means that Goldwave will not automatically stop where the start and finish markers are, which is usually at the beginning.
OK button.
And that's the OK button. So I'm going to hit OK.
Goldwave, Untitled 2.
Now, in order to make Zoom work correctly with the keyboard, and Zoom simply means the amount in which you can move back and forward through a sound using the left and right arrow keys. You need to have an option checked called Auto Scroll Lock. You can get to this option by going into the View menu.
Menu, View menu, All Shift plus A unavailable.
And I want to go to something that says Auto Scroll Lock.
Specify dot 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 Shift, Selection Shift, Preset Shift, Previous Shift, Auto Scroll Lock, Control plus L checked.
And you want that checked. That's very important. I do it this way. I can hit Control L, which will check and uncheck it, but sometimes Goldwave doesn't report that it's checking and unchecking it, so I usually just do the long way and go into the View menu. I'm going to hit Escape since it's...
Menu bar, View. Leaving menus, Untitled 2.
It's correct on my end. So now what do I do? I'm going to first go through some various hotkeys that you can use to do basic things like playing and pausing and stopping. Just mention what they are. F4 starts playing a file from the start position or wherever you have stopped it. F5 rewinds through a file. F6 fast forwards through a file. F7 pauses playback. And F8 stops playback. I'm going to record a small sample file to demonstrate how all of these shortcut keys work. There are some additional ones, and I'm going to show you one right now while I start recording. This is Control F9. That starts recording. I'm going to press it right now. So I have pressed Control plus F9 to start recording. I am now going to press Control F8 to stop the recording. That will give us some sound to work with as we edit it for this demo cast. There, I did. I stopped it with Control F8. Now, I intentionally mispronounced some words in there because I want to take that part out. I thought it would be funny. And so we are going to look at how to edit the sound. I'm going to hit Control Home, which will take us up to the beginning. It's just like a text editor, I'm telling you.
Top blend.
And I'm going to play the sound with F4. So I have pressed Control plus F9 to start recording. I am now going to press Control F8 to stop the recording. And you're saying to yourself, shouldn't there be more? Shouldn't there be more? I hit F8 to stop it so that it would stop. Now, if I want to rewind, I hit F5. And it's like old times with the four-track cassette recorders, ladies and gentlemen. You can hear it going backwards. And if I want to fast forward, I hit F6.
So I have pressed.
Yeah, it's like chipmunks. I'm going to show you next how to make a selection in Goldwave. Say I want to edit some of the material out, which is that beginning where I mispronounced all the words and got tongue-tied. So I am going to show you how to do that and listen to the selection and make any changes to the selection that you want. So, of course, I'm going to go back to the beginning with Control Home.
Top blend.
Think about how you set text apart from other text in documents. When there's something maybe not quite as important as all the rest of the text, but still important, there are a couple of ways of dealing with it. One way is to insert some parentheses around the text you might want to say is a little less important. Another way is to insert brackets around the text that you want to single out for a purpose. And so that's what you do with GoldWave and the keyboard if you want to edit the, well, sound to take some out. You insert a left bracket at the beginning, which is called a start marker. And you insert a right bracket at the end, which is called a finish marker. There are several ways you can actually insert these. This is the quickest way. Where are the brackets, you may ask? And how do I get to them, and where are they? On most keyboards, they are in the exact same place. Laptop, desktop, usually it doesn't matter. You have your large Enter key. You all know where that is. The right Shift key, and then above it is the Enter key. Above the Enter key on the far right, this is not including the numpad, of course, is a backslash. Now, move to the left of the backslash one key, and it is a right bracket. To the left of the right bracket is the left bracket. So, I am going to go to the top again.
Top, blank.
Jaws says top. I am going to drop a left bracket at the very top, because I want to get rid of this beginning part. Left bracket. Now, I'm going to hit the play button until I hear the place at which I want to stop. So, I have pressed Control plus F. I hit the right bracket. And so now you're like, okay, how do I cut this? But wait a minute, I hit the right bracket in the wrong place. I've accidentally selected too much. I'm going to have to double check what I want to take out to make sure it's right. So how do I do that? Well, what I have selected has gone into the clipboard, just like, you know, you would with a text file if you make a selection with Alt left and right, Shift left and right arrows or whatever. So how do I hear it? Well, if play is F4, playing the clipboard is Shift F4. I'm going to show you what has actually been selected. So I have pressed. See, there's a little bit at the end that's not supposed to be there. How do I get it out? What I'm going to do is I'm going to move the finish marker, in other words, that right bracket, back some. And now I will move it by hitting Control, Shift, left arrow all at the same time.
Selected.
Now I want to see what I have selected. So I have contressed. There you go. You can hear there's a little bit less. How much it moves back at one time depends on how you have the zoom set. How do I change the zoom, you ask? If you hit Shift plus the numbers 1 through, it's either 5 or 6, you can adjust the amount at which the left and right arrows move back and forward through a file. So I'm going to hit Shift 5, which is pretty large. Now I'm going to hit Control Shift left arrow again.
Selected.
Jaws says selected, just, you know, ignore it. Now I'm going to replay what has been selected. Shift F4. So I have contressed. Little bit better. Let's try Shift 6 and move back.
Selected.
A little more. Shift F4 again to play. So it's still not quite where we want it. I've got it at 6, which is the maximum, and I'm going to hit Control, Shift, left arrow twice more.
Selected.
In quick succession.
So I have contressed.
There. That's perfect. Isn't that awesome? So now the finish marker is exactly where we want it. How do I get the stuff out? It's now bracketed just right and set apart. I'm going to do something very simple. It is so simple, you won't believe it. I'm going to hit Control X. Now let's go to the top.
Top.
You really don't have to do this, but I always go to the top. Especially if it's at the beginning of a file, I want to make sure the beginning is just right. If it's not at the beginning of the file, obviously I'm not going to go back and listen to the whole file again. I can just hit F4 and it will pick up playing right where it left off. But since this is a beginning, I want to make sure that's good and tight. So I'm hitting Control Home to go to the top here.
So I have pressed Control plus F9
F8 to stop it, we know that it's right. Now, what if I want that part back? What do I do? You know, oh, crap, I took out the wrong thing. How do I get it back? It's so simple. It's just like you would in any other old text editor. Control Z.
Undo.
It's undoing it. I'm going to go to the top again to start from the beginning. So I have contressed. You get the idea. It's back. Say I really don't want it. I really don't. Control Y redoes the last edit.
Top.
So I have pressed Control.
There you go. And that's done. Also, incidentally, if you want to add effects to a file with the effect menu, and if you find you've added several in a row that you don't like, adjusting the volume, adjusting the noise cancellation, adjusting all that kind of thing, and you don't like them, and there's a whole string of them you don't like, you can undo with Control Z up to 10 effects, which is, of course, different from taking sound out of the file, but it's the same kind of procedure for undoing. Applies also to any effects you put in a file. So, I've got this file here, and how do I figure out how long it is? This is the part where the status line is misleading when you use JAWS. So I'm going to hit that status line command again.
Modified 1 o'clock point 00 wave PCM sign 16 bit 44100 HZ 1411 kbps stereo.
It really is modified. I have done things to it. It's actually got some length, and I want to know how much length. I hit the JAWS cursor.
JAWS.
So I'm going to just press the JAWS cursor. Now I'm going to do the page down with the JAWS cursor to get to the bottom of the screen. And then I'm going to hit the up arrow one time.
Stereo 19.3670.000.000.000.
Okay. Now it tells me that it is 19 seconds and some odd, and that the finish marker and start marker are both at the beginning.
PC.
Now I'm going to change that and put the start marker at a specific location and the finish marker at a specific location, and hear those places read.
So I have pressed Control plus F9 to start recording.
Dropping the marker here.
I am now going to press Control F8 to stop the recording.
Dropping the finish marker there. So now I'm going to see how long this is.
Modify stereo 19.3675.061 to 11.3016.2.
And it tells you I've got 6.2 something seconds of material selected.
PC.
I could take that out if I wanted to, but I don't really want to. So that's how to tell how much you've got selected. And of course, you can do the control shift left and right to select or deselect, move those markers around to get the material that you want. Now, I'm going to go to the top.
Top.
And I'm going to show you how to apply several effects to this file. Just a few. Very important if you're going to be especially editing a stereo file and making a few improvements to it. You want to make sure that your volumes are equalized between the channels, that they're both the same. And you may want to make sure that some of the silence is removed if you've got a couple of long silences. And there's a way in Goldwave to do that without having to keep moving those brackets around. There are some presets that Goldwave has in order to do that. So, I'm going to demonstrate how to do that. The next thing I want to demonstrate is how to add in more material to a file. Say I want to add in another sentence between the first and second sentence. So I'm going to hit F4. I go to the top, hit F4 again.
So I have pressed Control plus F9 to start recording.
Press F8 to stop. Now I press the start marker, which is the left bracket right here. I am going to now hit Control F9 to record another sentence. I am recording another sentence into this file. I hit Control F8 to stop the recording. Now let's hear it from the beginning.
So I have pressed Control plus F9 to start recording. I am recording another sentence into this file. That will give us some sound to...
That worked. See how simple that is?
Now I'm going to demonstrate how to add a few effects to the file, which are necessary if you want a clean recording. Sometimes you'll notice that the volume of the channels is a little off, and so I want to change that. How do I do that? Well, I'm going to go through the process of applying that effect in GoldWave to the entire file. You can pick and choose with left and right brackets again, with simple editing commands, what parts of files you want to be affected by the different settings in the effects menu, but I want the whole file selected. So I'm going to hit Control Home, get to the top, hit Control A to select everything, just like you would in a text editor. And now I'm going to go into the effects menu with Alt C and pick the effect I want. I want the things located under the stereo effect.
Menu, effect menu, sensor dot dot dot, Doppler dot dot dot, dynamics dot dot dot, echo dot dot dot.
And you can play with a lot of these and see what they do.
Compressor slash expander dot dot dot, filter sub menu.
We'll get to that one in a minute.
Flanger dot dot dot, interpolate, invert, mechanize dot dot dot, offset dot dot dot, pitch dot dot dot, plugin sub menu, reverb dot dot dot, reverse, stereo sub menu, time warp dot dot dot, voiceover dot dot dot.
Those are good. I did a Tech Access Daily tip on how to insert a voiceover over some music.
Volume submenu.
Volumes are good if you want to fade something in or out or adjust the volume. I do want to adjust the volume here because you heard it was a little soft. But I also want to make the balance between the channels correct. And there is a setting under the stereo submenu that we heard mentioned a second back that will do that for us. So I'm going to go back up with the up arrow until I hear stereo.
Voiceover dot time warp dot stereo submenu.
Now, I am going to go to the right with a right arrow and open that up.
Channel mixer dot dot dot.
That one's good if you've got... I had this file one time and it was in stereo, but there was the music in the left channel and the vocals in the right, and that just is nasty. So I did the channel mixer to mix them together. But that's not what we want.
Max match. Pan dot dot dot. Reduce vocals dot dot dot. Channel mixer dot dot dot.
Those are the options.
Max match.
We want the max match. And it's going to go through and scan the file and correct the balance. So, press enter on that.
5%. Leaving menus 100%. 100%. Untitled 2.
And it's done it. So now I'm going to... I don't
top.
Necessarily have to keep going back to the top, but I always do as a precaution. Go to the top and hit F4. So I have pressed Control plus F9 to start. Get the idea? It's much better now. Now, I am going to do something else. I am going to filter it to take out the silences. It isn't necessary to do that really in this file because there really aren't any silences of significant length. But I'm going to show you how to do that in case, you know, there are some silences you need to adjust. Let us go to the top again.
Top.
Because we want to select all the file. Make it easy. And I'm going to remove too much silence to show you how to undo an effect once it's been done. So we're going to go under filter.
Menu, effect menu, sensor dot dot dot, Doppler dot, dynamics dot dot dot, echo dot dot dot, compressor slash expander dot dot dot, filter submenu.
It's got a submenu.
Auto offset removal dot dot dot, bandpass slash stop dot dot dot, equalizer dot dot dot, low slash high pass dot dot dot, noise reduction dot dot dot, parametric dot dot dot, pop slash click dot dot dot, silence reduction dot dot dot.
And it's a dialog box.
Leaving menus, silence reduction, presets, presets, edit combo.
And there are some presets here.
Default.
There's a default.
Eliminate all silences.
You can eliminate all of them, which is what I'm going to do to show you what you that you don't want that.
Reduce silences 50%.
Reduce them 50%.
Reduce silences to half a second.
You can reduce them to a half a second, which is what I do, so that if there are silences, they get reduced, but not so completely that the file just sounds, you know, a little bit unnatural. So that's what I usually do. This file, I think, doesn't really need that. So I don't think it needs anything. But I'm going to reduce them all, and I'll show you what it sounds like if I do that.
Shorten silences longer than 5 seconds.
Oh, and I forgot an initial preset there. You can shorten silences longer than 5 seconds. And that's handy, especially if you insert too much silence into a file, which you can do. You can make it shorter.
Default. Eliminate all silences.
There we go. I want to eliminate all the silences.
Presets edit.
You can edit a preset. You can create your own.
Presets remove preset. Preview.
Now I'm going to preview it.
Stop.
Well, I won't preview it, but you can always preview a file. You can always preview the addition of an effect if you want. To make sure it's correct. But let's say I don't want to preview it because I want to show you how to take it out if you don't like it.
OK button.
Hit the OK button.
7%, 100%, gold wave, untitled 2.
Now it's done. And I'll show you what it sounds like. So I have pressed Control plus F9 to start recording. I am recording another sentence into this file. That will give us some sound to work with as we edit it for this demo cast. Ew. Do you see how uneven and a little bit choppy that sounds? Since I speak a bit deliberately, I don't like that. It just doesn't sound natural to me. I don't like it. I've made that abundantly clear. And some people, it really works well with their speaking style, but it does not with mine. So I am going to hit Control Z to get rid of it, just like if I wanted to undo an edit in a text document.
Undo.
Now let's listen again with F4. So I have pressed Control plus F9. You get the idea. It's been undone and removed. Now what if I took all the silence out, but there's a little bitty silence at the beginning and a little bitty silence at the end that I want to get rid of? How do I do that? You can trim silences off of the beginning and end of a file if you don't want them. You don't have to use the brackets to enclose them or anything. You can just trim it off with a specific command. You can do this through the edit menu, but I like the hotkey. It's a little bit shorter. Now, Control U is what you use. I don't know why, but that's what it is.
Auto trim edit 0.500.
You can set the length. If you want a little bit of silence before the file starts, before the talking or whatever you have starts, you can set it. So I've currently got it set at half a second. Let's say I don't want any.
0.100.
Okay, so there's none.
1.58% edit minus 36.03. Trim both radio button checked, 1 of 3.
You can trim one and not the other, but you can trim. You want to trim both here, and I'm going to hit
button.
OK.
2%, 100%, gold wave, untitled 2.
Now I'm going to hit F4. So I have pressed, and you can hear how it automatically starts right there. Again, undo.
Undo.
To show you that I don't want it. So I have pressed. There we go. That's how you do simple recording and editing with gold wave. So here's what I have shown you today in this demo cast. I have shown you how to create a file with GoldWave, how to set a couple of really important accessibility options that you need before you start recording, how to record, how to play back selections, how to edit the selections, and how to insert a few little important effects into a file. Very simple things. Those are the basics. Very basics that you need in order to get started with GoldWave. Again, you can purchase GoldWave at goldwave.com. You can get a 30-day demo, or you can buy the complete license for, I think it's approximately $50 now. So I'm going to save this file right now and end the demo cast.
Save sound as dialogue, file name, edit combo, untitled 2.wav, 0 items, alt
plus N. We're
going
to save it as a WAV file. There are several different file formats you can use, including MP3 and all that kind of thing, but I'm just going to save it as a simple WAV file. And like Notepad, it automatically names it untitled unless you specify differently.
Bitrate header bar 2, folder view list view, not selected cards 1 of 32.
And it's going to save it in the last known location that you used with GoldWave. And that's in my Mushroom FM broadcasting. It's going to save it in my Melting Pot subfolder for the Melting Pot show. So I'm going to just leave it as it is.
Toolbar, save in, combo pod, combo, attribute, cancel, save button, alt plus S.
You can change the attributes of a file if you want something different, like with an MP3 file, if you want to vary the default quality settings, for instance, you can change that. I'm just going to leave it the way it is, and I'm going to hit save.
5%, 100%, gold wave, untitled 2.
And it's done. At this point, I am going to end the demo cast. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time.
To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Follow TA_weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW 227-5829.